So if you're with me now, I'm going to assume you've already done your spellings for the major thirds, and I'll now give you the correct answers for these spellings so that when you practice your grand round of major thirds, you will make sure that you are singing the correct spellings along with your sounds. Now, when we're considering major thirds, we have something interesting crop up, which you probably noticed as you are doing your spellings. We're going to have to consider now these double sharps and double flats. Before, whenever we came across a double sharp or a double flat, we decided we weren't even going to use that interval because it just made things a little bit too complicated. But now, when we do a grand round of major thirds, certain times we will have to have a double sharp or a double flat in order to make it a major third. Because when we're singing a grand round of anything, we're spelling a particular interval from all the white notes, C natural, D natural, E natural, F natural, G natural, A natural, and B natural, and all the black notes as sharps, C sharp, D sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, and all the black notes as flats, D flat, E flat, G flat, A flat, and B flat. So when we're spelling from those 17 tones, sometimes when we're doing a flat, we're going to have a double flat, and sometimes when we're doing a sharp, we're going to have a double sharp. Now, we already know that a sharp means just go up to the next tone. A double sharp simply means go up to the second next tone. If I have an A, and I go up a half step, it comes to this black note, and we call it A sharp. If I have an A, and I want an A double sharp, I simply go up two half steps. Now I'm playing B, but I call it A double sharp. This is very important. It sounds exactly like B, but I call it A double sharp. It's just in the spelling. B and A double sharp are enharmonic. They sound the same, but they're spelled differently. Now, it's the same with the flats. If I have A, I go down one to A flat, then I go down two half steps, and I come to A double flat. Now, we're going to need these spellings in order to do our major thirds. Let me give you the correct answers, and we'll see here. In our C and E group, we have the following major thirds. We have C flat and E flat, C natural and E natural, and C sharp and E sharp. Then in our D and F group, we have D flat and F, D and F sharp, and D sharp and F double sharp. Now here we come to our first double sharp. Now, you may say, why do we have to call it F double sharp? Isn't it a lot easier just calling it a G? Well, it may seem to be easier at first because that's the lazy way of getting around it. And if you want to really be professional, if you want to really know the musical language, we don't want to be lazy. Let all your musician friends be lazy that way. You will structure this knowledge in your awareness much more thoroughly and much more permanently. That's why I said to you at the very beginning of this course that we were going to learn relative pitch in a much more thorough way than many of your friends know it. Many of your friends who have relative pitch only know the basic sounds, but they don't really have the intellectual understanding of musical progressions and everything. You have to know spellings for this. So look at your D sharp and your F double sharp again. We can't call it G because we have to have some kind of a D and some kind of an F in order to make a third. D is the first degree, E is the second degree, and F is the third degree. We can't have a G. If it's some kind of a D and some kind of a G, then that is some kind of a fourth. So we have to have some kind of a D and some kind of an F. Now, if we choose to have a D sharp on the bottom, then we must have an F double sharp. Otherwise, it won't be four half steps. We go up four half steps, up to E, F, F sharp, and then F double sharp. Now we have a major third. Now let me give you the rest of the spellings and then we'll talk a little bit more on this. By the way, that D sharp and F double sharp one you will be using in your grand round of thirds because you will need to spell a major third from the D sharp. In our E and G group, then, we have E double flat, G flat. Here's another one we will need in our grand round because we have to spell down from a G flat at some point, so that's E double flat, G flat. We also have E flat, G, and E, G sharp. In our F and A group, we have F flat, A flat, F and A, and F sharp, A sharp. Our G and B group is G flat, B flat, G and B, and G sharp, B sharp. In our A and C group, it's A flat C, A C sharp, and A sharp C double sharp. There's another one we do need for our grand round. In our B and D group, we have B double flat D flat. There's another one also that we need. And then we have B flat D, B D sharp, and B sharp D double sharp. Now this B sharp, D double sharp, we don't need, but we need to know it exists. Now the only thing you have to remember is, you must go up 4 half steps, and you must have the first degree and the third degree. It has to be some kind of a C to some kind of an E, some kind of a D to some kind of an F. So this should be clear. And whenever you need your double sharp or your double flat, simply mark it that way in your mind. If you're going to mark it on paper, for a double flat, you just put 2 flats instead of 1 flat, and if you want a double sharp, you put a little X instead of a sharp sign. When you learn these spellings and understand them thoroughly, you will understand musical processes better. So be smart. Learn your spellings. Most people just learn the basic sounds, but we're building a musical knowledge. We're building it from scratch, and this will be a good foundation for the future whenever you come across these double sharps and double flats, which are very common in rock and jazz, especially jazz. Once you get used to the spelling, it'll become second nature. It's the musical language, so take it as your heritage, learn it, and later on you will see that it was worth your while. Don't be a lazy ear trainer. Learn your spellings because that will help your ear. So I'll see you on lesson number 5.